Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
Oh my god, I actually am wheezy. I'll get Ventolin later. Hello.
Hello.
How is your day?
I'm having a magnificent day. I smashed out a 5K walk. The sun is still shining. Things are great.
The sun is still shining and it was supposed to start raining at like 10 a.m. and then it's pushed it right back today. The best.
It's so good.
So good. Yeah, I've had a nice morning too. Went and saw a friend and exercised. I chose to sprint with a 6'5" man.
Well, that was maybe not 6'5". Dumb.
Yeah, and Brenton. And because I'm competitive, I had to try to keep up. And yeah, I can taste blood in my airways. We have a good trial today.
We do. A very exciting trial and a very timely trial, which is always good.
Yes. So last week, GOTO dropped their Much Brighter Skin.
It's their new vitamin C serum.
And we tried it for you guys because we're like, okay, the people are going to want a review of this. And then the DMs started coming. And the good people at GOTO sent us one to try. And we have thoughts.
Thoughts. And opinions and emotions. I will go so far as to say.
Okay, so Much Brighter Skin is a brightening vitamin C serum. It is 30 mil, standard size, and it retails for $59.
Yep, available on Mecca and GOTO's own website. And it's inspired by their Transformazing Mask, the serum.
Ah.
Yes. So it's meant to have all of the brightening and calming and hydrating benefits of the Transformazing Mask, but as a serum rather than as a treatment.
Yeah.
It boasts that it has no tackiness, no hammy vitamin C smell, and it's a perfect pre-makeup radiance booster.
Interesting. It's got 10% vitamin C. They use sodium ascorbyl phosphate, which is a more stable, antimicrobial, non-irritating form of vitamin C. So it's not your typical, what do we find? L-ascorbic acid serum. Mm-hmm. And it also has niacinamide and kakadu plum. It's, they claim, a wildly elegant serum, which provides antioxidant protection, improves skin radiance, and even skin tone. And I like the wildly elegant claim.
Yeah. I would say for a $59 serum, which you would argue is probably around that entry-level price point for vitamin C, as is everything with GOTO, it's a very luxurious formula.
Absolutely. Let's talk texture first.
Yes, let's.
A very, very pleasant surprise when I pumped this out to find that it is, I can only describe it as a lotion texture. It feels like a very, very thin sort of jelly, lightweight moisturizer, which I love because most vitamin C's, particularly more affordable vitamin C's, have a very gel-like, tacky texture. And this does not. And the reason that I really don't like using most vitamin C's is because I hate that feeling of both tackiness and then it also kind of makes my skin feel drier once I've applied it.
Yes, it has a triple glycerin molecule as like the slippy thing. It's called polyglycerin 3. That's in this, and I feel like I can feel it. I can feel every triple of that molecule.
Yes. I did think when I applied it, glycerin not once, not twice, but thrice.
Yes.
Yes.
You can tell.
Yeah. So, yeah, it does have that slip in terms of a glycerin slip versus a silicone slip, which you'd find in a lot of other vitamin C serums.
I also mentally likened it on first application. I was like, oh, because it almost looks milky. It's like a white lotion. And I did see the swatches on their website where it looks more yellow. But mine is definitely very white. And obviously, it's probably going to oxidize over time now that I've used it. But yeah, at first thought, I was like, oh, maybe similar to the Esme Skin Milk.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of anything else texturally that it's similar to off the top of my head.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting and valid likening. Yeah. Smell. Let's just say, first, they've said that it's not tacky, and we agree.
Yes.
Smell, they've said that it's not hammy. Incredibly unhammy.
Shocked to my core at how little pork is in this vitamin C serum, in this vegan vitamin C serum.
Absolutely. the furthest away from hot dog water you could ever smell. I smell like lemon myrtle.
It's the classic go-to fragrance. I wish I knew what it was.
There's something Australian and spa-like about it.
It's the Kakadu plum.
Yeah. It smells like any sort of Luxe Facial or Beautiful Hand soap that you might find at a fancy restaurant.
Yeah. It smells just like Fancy Face.
Oh, okay.
I would say.
It's Luxe. I find the Transformazing masks, it's not like they're hammy, but they don't have like a super luxurious smell. This is Luxe, and this feels very spa-like.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel we agree on the initial thoughts.
Yeah. I guess now we have to talk about application, right? And like what we think.
Yep. Let's do it.
I think that this vitamin C serum will have replaced pretty much every other vitamin C serum that I use apart from the Sunday Riley CEO Glow. And the reason for that is that I feel obliged to use a vitamin C serum because pigment is a concern of mine and sun damage. And why not get the antioxidant protection? However, I very much do not enjoy using vitamin C serums. And I also see very little physical results from a vitamin C serum. I have never used a vitamin C serum and gone, oh, brightness. I get that if I use a retinol or an AHA. Never ever from a vitamin C. So I literally use them because I know I should use them and not because I get results.
Mm. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, having a texture that is enjoyable to use means that I'm going to be more likely to use it. It's a price point that I'm not spending $130 on a serum to then not enjoy using it. So then not kind of use it, which seems kind of pointless. Like the Dr. Dennis vitamin C one that smells really hammy, I don't use that, and that was so expensive.
Mm.
And it feels quite hydrating. So I found that I can pop this on and then just do my sunscreen, and that's like my quick daily no makeup morning routine done, or I'll do hyaluronic this and then SPF.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to use. I can't really speak to actual claims in terms of brightness and stuff because I literally don't see it with any other vitamin C serum, but it's giving me antioxidant protection. It feels nice. It's not sticky or tacky. It doesn't make my face feel drier after I use it. And for that reason, it's pretty much going to replace every other thing apart from CEO Glow because that's in an oil form. And sometimes I will just want an oil. Like that's better for me under makeup.
Yep.
What do you think?
I sit in the same camp with you in that I don't feel like I've ever used a vitamin C serum so far and been like, wow, my skin looks brighter. Like that's not something that resonates with me. But what I do find with many vitamin C serums is that I have quite a reactive skin type that will flush very easily. And because I can be acne prone or blemish prone, I find that my skin is quite sensitive to vitamin C's in many forms.
Mm-hmm.
This has not. Applying this hasn't made me feel like it's irritating my skin at all. It hasn't made me feel like texturally uncomfortable. And I think like in terms of the price point, in my mind, I was like, oh, this is kind of going to be similar and sitting in the same ballpark as the Mecca Vitamin C serum that they've just brought out. Literally worlds apart. They could not be more different serums. And I think that the benefit of this one over the Mecca one is that yes, the Mecca one is meant to be used in the morning, the same as this is, as part of your AM routine. But the Mecca one breaks down my foundation. And so I cannot wear it. I can't wear it underneath foundation. So for me, like that is a complete miss. And this does everything that I need it to. It replaces my need to use a hyaluronic acid serum in the morning as well as this because it's got it in there. It's got the glycerin. So it's giving me that slip and like the instant like volume that I get from a hyaluronic acid serum as well. And it's got niacinamide, so it's counteracting any of the potential irritants that might happen because of the vitamin C. Truly, I'm really happy with this serum, and I actually will probably continue to use it every single morning in replacement of my hyaluronic acid that I would usually use.
I totally agree. I think that the Mecca vitamin C and other vitamin Cs perhaps are the one to go for people that have genuine pigment concerns that need maximum vitamin C percentage. They want the ferulic acid to help work with it, you know, serious concerns. I think this is the serum for people that want to use a vitamin C serum but hate wearing a vitamin C serum.
Yeah.
It's great. And I would say this is probably one of the first go-to products that I have used, and all of them I have liked, but none of them have surpassed a higher price point item. And because I'm happy to spend on higher price point skincare items, I've always liked, enjoyed, used up, and then potentially not repurchased any go-to items. This has overtaken higher price point items and will be a product that I can definitely see myself continuing to use going forward.
Same. It's weird to me that a vitamin C might be about to enter my life and stay. Because I've used them and I've pushed through with them and I've tried to commit them into my AM routine and I've just never liked them enough to continue. But this is good.
Yes. To think how much money I have wasted on rather expensive vitamin C serums that I never use. They're always the thing that I throw out before, like once they've expired, but before they're finished. This, I really like it. I will also say that the packaging is slim, chic, go-to-esque, but it's also extremely compact. It is only marginally bigger than an eye cream, but it's still the same size as most products. You could pop this in a makeup bag with your sunscreen, your toothbrush, whatever, in a tiny little toiletry bag and go away like for a night or the weekend. It's great to travel with.
Also, the pump is phenomenal on it. It is one pump is exactly the amount that you need for your face, which I like, and also it's a measured pump, so you can go 1.5 if you want to. You can go 1.25 if you want to, and it's not going to, like, waste your product.
Exactly, and there's no translucency to it either, so it's a Paula's Choice would not be angry at this packaging in terms of compromising ingredients.
Yes, airtight.
Shall we rate it?
Yeah, I think I'm ready to rate it. I'm for some reason, I want to give this, like, an out of 10 instead of a A, B, C, but that's fine. We'll go with the usual system because I don't want to confuse the people.
Okay.
You go first.
I think I need to give it an A+.
Oh!
It's like A with a potential for A+. I feel like I'm going to give it an A only because I've only used it sort of for 5 days and I don't want to throw an A+ out there.
Yep. Yeah.
When it's not being trialed consistently for, you know, at least 30 days. So, but on my first impressions, I'm just really pleased. And I haven't really got any negatives to say about it.
Me either. No negatives. I'm also going to give it an A for the same reason that I haven't used it for long enough to know.
To find a flaw, I guess.
Yeah. Or to find an extra joy from the efficacy of the product. It's just, it's sitting in like the early adoption stage still.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know, guys. Really, try it out.
Yeah. Absolutely pick it up. Also, if you buy on GoTo at the moment and you have like one of their GoTo account things, you get a free Transformazing mask with your purchase and they're like $12 each or something. And so then this is like $60 and then it's basically free. That's how money works.
Yeah, I've heard that if you get a $12 product for free, then it means that you spent no money at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would also say this is such a good gifting product for someone leading into Christmas. And I know that we're coming up to Christmas, but if you've got like a mum or a sister or basically any woman in your life who likes skincare, this would be such a nice gift as well. Yeah.
I also think, God, we're about to I think that this would be an appropriate vitamin C serum for a teenager. Like, chucking this and sunscreen for a morning routine for a teenager and then at night, you know, a cleanser, maybe a hyaluronic or something, and then a moisturizer at night. I just think that this sort of is a really good multi-purpose
product. Just ticks great. Every box.
Ticks all the boxes. I think I'm going to say it. I think that this is the best launch that GoTo have done. Because not only is it good for GoTo, it's good for the entire market. It stands against higher price point bougier, more researched, whatever brands. Love it.
Very true. Also, I watched Zoe's try on of this product where she did a little talk through, and she applied her go-to SPF at the end of that try on and did the whole, yes, I know this has been in production for 3 years and I still can't show you what it is, 5 years or whatever she said, and I still can't show you what it is, but I'm hoping it's coming very soon. So that's exciting.
Wow. All right. Well, hope you all enjoyed this mini ep and we will see you on Monday.
Catch you then. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.